This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents A Christmas Gift by Sue Moorcroft, read by Una Byrne.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Georgine tied the laces of her running shoes, keeping one anxious eye in the patterned glass in her front door and the two manly shapes silhouetted by November sunlight. One of them knocked with measured movements. "Miss France? Miss France, come to the door, please." Then he muttered something to his companion. The companion answered clearly, "Not given up yet," and leant on the doorbell, raising his voice above the sound. "If you could just open the door, Miss France, we won't keep you long." Everything about the men and their insistence said debt collectors. Even though she knew they weren't as bad as bailiffs, who could lawfully gain entry, they raised too many horrible memories for her to open the door, even just to say that Aidan no longer lived with her. She wouldn't have expected to be believed, anyway. Heart tumbling, she fumbled herself into her running jacket and gloves, then checked her backpack for the Christmas student show production file. Yep, there was its pretty Christmassy cover, nestling on top of her distinctly less Christmassy work clothes. Quietly, she swung the backpack onto her shoulders.